Section 2. Listen to three longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
A new armchair.
I saw you bought a new armchair, Chloe. Did we need another one?
Well, not really, but I was in a furniture store the other day looking for a kitchen table, and I came across this beautiful armchair with a 50% discount, and I just couldn't resist.
What about a kitchen table? Did you find one?
Actually, Nick, I didn't like the tables they had in that store, so I thought I'd go to the big furniture store near the airport after work tomorrow. It's a long drive, but they have a huge selection of tables.
Why don't we go together?
All right. It is open until 9, so come and pick me up from my office at 4 o'clock.
I saw you bought a new armchair, Chloe. Did we need another one?
Well, not really, but I was in a furniture store the other day looking for a kitchen table, and I came across this beautiful armchair with a 50% discount, and I just couldn't resist.
What about a kitchen table? Did you find one?
Actually, Nick, I didn't like the tables they had in that store, so I thought I'd go to the big furniture store near the airport after work tomorrow. It's a long drive, but they have a huge selection of tables.
Why don't we go together?
All right. It is open until 9, so come and pick me up from my office at 4 o'clock. Asking for directions.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the art museum? I don't have a map and I'm totally lost.
There are two art museums, one in the centre and one near the university. Which one would you like to go to?
Oh, there's only one mentioned in my guidebook. The address is 23 High Street.
Oh, all right. That's the one in the centre. Well, you can either take the train or the bus. The bus journey is longer, but you'll be able to see some of the most interesting sights of the city.
Is there a bus stop nearby?
Just 2 streets down on your right. Take bus number 27 to the centre and get off at the last stop. The art museum is opposite the stop.
Great. Can I get a ticket on the bus?
I'm afraid not, but you can buy a bus card from a machine at the bus stop.
Thanks for your help. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to the art museum. I don't have a map and I'm totally lost.
There are two art museums, one in the centre and one near the university. Which one would you like to go to?
Oh, there's only one mentioned in my guidebook. The address is 23 High Street.
Oh, all right. That's the one in the centre. Well, you can either take the train or the bus. The bus journey is longer, but you'll be able to see some of the most interesting sights of the city.
Is there a bus stop nearby?
Just two streets down on your right. Take bus number 27 to the centre and get off at the last stop. The art museum is opposite the stop.
Great. Can I get a ticket on the bus?
I'm afraid not, but you can buy a bus card from a machine at the bus stop.
Thanks for your help.
Working as a receptionist.
Well, Anne, what is it like working as a receptionist?
Oh, Steve, it's very tiring, but it's much better than I expected. I think meeting so many people from all over the world is the most fascinating part.
Aren't some of the hotel guests difficult to deal with?
Yes, there are always a few that give me a hard time, but I've learnt how to cope with them.
What about the salary? Are you satisfied with what you get?
Considering the long hours I work, I can't say I am totally happy about it. But then again, I'm new at the job. I've been here for just 4 months. The hotel owner is very happy with me, and I'm sure next year he'll give me a raise.
Do you usually work the morning shift?
Yes, but twice a week I have the night shift, which is quite boring as there isn't much to do.
I see your point. Well, what about meeting for coffee when you have some time off? Well, Anne, what is it like working as a receptionist?
Oh, Steve, it's very tiring, but it's much better than I expected. I think meeting so many people from all over the world is the most fascinating part.
Aren't some of the hotel guests difficult to deal with?
Yes, there are always a few that give me a hard time, but I've learnt how to cope with them.
What about the salary? Are you satisfied with what you get?
Considering the long hours I work, I can't say I am totally happy about it. But then again, I'm new at the job. I've been here for just 4 months. The hotel owner is very happy with me, and I'm sure next year he'll give me a raise.
Do you usually work the morning shift?
Yes, but twice a week I have the night shift, which is quite boring as there isn't much to do.
I see your point. Well, what about meeting for coffee when you have some time off?